Buddy Holly influenced your music at all, John?
He did in the early days, obviously, you know. But no, well, not obviously, but he, you know, he was one of the greats, and that.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. How you say you're gonna leave? You know the light, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your loving, all your hugs, kisses and your money too. You say you love me, baby, until you tell me, baby, that someday, well, I'll be through. 'Cause that'll be the day when you make me cry. That'll be the day when you say goodbye. You say you're gonna be, you know the lie. 'Cause that'll be the day when I die.
That'll be the day, for instance, like a very exciting record. You didn't know if they were black, white, it didn't really matter. Just a very sort of electric sound on the radio. And you just got intrigued by these things, I think, you know, this kind of mystic image coming onto the radio, these sort of strange new music.
Close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Something true, darling, I love you.
What percentage of the songs you've written have actually been recorded? Would you say?
Almost all. You know,
you don't have a lot of material lying around that's never been done.
There's about 20 songs we wrote at the very beginning that we now and then take little bits from because they're very corny. You know, your first 20 songs are pretty, you know, well, ours were, you know, too influenced. You know, every one of them was Buddy Holly. Hey, all that.
We don't tell.
We used to write songs like Buddy. The very first songs that John and I wrote, we used to sag off school and go to my house and sit down with guitars and...
I'm cooking.
You versus us, you know, and all that. We just, how do you do it, you know? And look, you know, we just try that for hours. And eventually, out of it, we got a couple of little songs. You know, we got Love Me Do, which was the first Beatle record.
Love Me Do. It's
sort of the same.
No, I love you.
It's like the same two, three chords job, you know. Wasn't quite as bad as that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you three things. I'm gonna make you heart sing. I'm gonna make you bells ring. And I'm gonna love you. Well, after all you told me, I'm gonna tell you boldly. I'm gonna say I love you, and I'm gonna love you too. Well, after all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. After all, if it's something like that, I'm gonna tell him what it's all about. I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too. Buddy Holly.
I think one of the greatest people for me was Buddy Holly, because first of all, he sang, wrote his own tunes, was a guitar player, and he was very good, exceptionally good. But as a guitar player, I started trying to learn the guitar, and I got a manual, and it showed me all the wrong chords. It showed me like one or two fingers. It showed me C to G. I learned this. And then a few months or a year later, I found, oh, stupid buggers have given me a manual that doesn't show me all the notes. So then I have to start learning again. But Buddy Holly was the first time I ever heard A to F sharp minor.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And A to F sharp minor, fantastic. He's opening up new worlds there. And then pretty, pretty, pretty. A to F, Peggy Sue.
Why do you miss when my baby kisses?
time, take mine too, and all the love you know will be mine if you take your time. Take your time, though it's late. Our streams will seem like a sheet of twine if you take your time.
But suddenly this singer appeared, you know, these big horn-rim specs, and we were getting ready to start the Beatles and thinking of making a group. So John Lennon, who normally wore the horn-rim specs but always took them off on stage, he was now able to put them on and see the world, you know. The only thing I remember was Sunday night at the Palladium. We used to have a big variety show, and Buddy was on that once. And that was the big occasion, to watch his fingers, to see what guitar he had, and to see if he played the chords right, and to see how he did that solo in Peggy Sue, and see whether he used the capo or not. You know, all the various technical things, that was where you got your input.
Someday. What was it about Buddy Holly that interested you, and why did you invest your money in his work?
The truth of it is, what you're saying, like Elton and myself, the thing is, if you earn some money, I always used to just think you can put it in the bank. Turns out you can't, because somebody will hit you for it and say, excuse me, can I have that money? You say, no, and they say, well, I'm taking it. You know, faced with that, I thought, well, if you're going to have to spend it on something, and probably in the same way Elton has, it might as well be something you really love. My business advisor talking to me and said, well, what kind of things do you love then, you know? And I mentioned Buddy. And it so happened that Buddy's music came up for sale, so I feel like I can kind of protect the stuff. So there's no big rip-offs for people like his widow and stuff like that, you know, so you can see that all of that is taken care of well. And also, I can help popularise his music. I mean, Buddy was like a major influence on us when we started the Beatles. I know George Harrison and myself used to go round to a friend's house and just play Buddy Holly all the time.
Can't seem to get you off my mind. Crying, waiting, hoping you come back. You're the one I love. I think about you all the time. Crying, the tears keep on falling all night long. Wait. It seems so useless, I know it's wrong. People cry, waiting, hoping you come back, baby, someday soon. Things will change and you'll be mine. Tears keep on falling all night long. Wait, it seems so useless, I know it's wrong. Cry, waiting, hoping you come back. Well, maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
So we were going up on the train from Liverpool to Manchester, rehearsing what we were going to do. And only me and George had our guitars. I think John, he must have sold his or busted or something. He didn't have his with him.
Okay, there's just the two of us with the guitars. And as it happened, it looked good because Paul was like left-handed and I was right-handed and still am. And John was in the middle and like John stood there with a hand on each shoulder, you know. Think it over, what you just said.
Ba, ba, ba. Me and George. John would do the lead. And we were also going to do Rave On. So we went, we did it. He put his arms around us and stuff, and it was okay. We didn't win, as usual. But I believe that day, some unfortunate person in that theatre was relieved of his guitar.
Yeah.
You know, it all came out of this idea of three chords, a group, standing up there, playing your instruments while you did, as you see echoes of Buddy Holly and the Crickets in the Beatles.
One more heartache is all I can use. She told me only once at last. Told me she's no longer mine.
We had a lot of fun together, and Buddy, let's get together soon, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Alan. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.